We are joined on the phone this morning by Annette Brownlee, who is a founding member of the Brisbane-based community peace organisation Just Peace Queensland and the current and inaugural chairperson of IPAN. She has served in this position for over a decade. Annette is on the show this morning to tell us more about Talisman Sabre War exercises designed by Australia and the US, now in its 11th iteration. We will also be speaking about the upcoming Pacific Peace Conference taking place in Brisbane at the end of the week. Welcome to 3CR Breakfast, Annette.
Oh, hi, Fong, and it's lovely to talk on your radio show. Thank you for asking me to talk about Talisman Sabre and other matters. Yeah.
Thanks, Annette. I was wondering if you could start by telling us more about Talisman Sabre and how it started.
Yeah, well, as you say, it's the 11th iteration of Talisman Sabre, but it is its 20th year, so it started in 2005. And some of us in Brisbane organised a protest at that very first Talisman Sabre exercise. That was the small one, but it did grow to a very large 1,000-person protest in 2007. And, you know, we have known the purpose of Talisman Sabre right from the beginning. You know, it's putting Australia on a war footing, and as is AUKUS. So, you know, that's how we view this Talisman Sabre exercise, the largest ever, with more than 35,000 personnel from 19 different countries with the most sophisticated weaponry systems that are being trialled all across the north of Australia. You know, the bulk of it happens at Shoalwater Bay, but it's expanded right through the Northern Territory and into parts of the Western Australia as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for that, Annette. We were saying just before, or just now, that it's running this year for the 11th time. What can you tell us about this latest iteration of these war exercises, including, you know, the current context that they're being run in? So you mentioned AUKUS just before. We've got increased militarisation across the country. So, yeah, what are your reflections on this year's running of it in terms of the broader context?
Yeah, and that's how we need to look at it. And as I said, you know, from the Pacific pivot onwards in 2011, really we have been placed on a war footing. Talisman Sabre has increased in size and the type of weaponry that's being experimented with. You've probably seen on the television the first use of long-range missiles that can travel 5,000 kilometres. It still doesn't get you to China, and you've got to wonder, well, what is this all about? They are using the HIMAR, which is a mobile system. I believe that they conducted these missile tests on Christmas Island. I mean, you know, it's terrible to think that these exercises are happening on pristine lands, whether it's Central Australia, North Australia, Western Queensland, or Christmas Island, or these are pristine lands, Aboriginal lands that are being impacted by these incredibly destructive weapons systems. And there has been very little actual coverage of what is going on during Talisman Sabre. In fact, you know, they've conducted these at locations, including Papua New Guinea, you may have read about as well this year. So the context is, of course, this build-up to war against China, and this is where AUKUS fits in. It's where the AUKMIN talks fit in that have been conducted in Australia, the Australia-UK annual talks, where many of your listeners will have heard that Australia has signed a 50-year treaty with the United Kingdom to continue to work on AUKUS Pillar 1, which is the submarines, but also it provides in this treaty provision for United Kingdom, astute class, a nuclear-powered attack submarine to berth in ports around Australia. So it's, you know, it's just sort of locking in what we have already locked in with the United States. And I think it's interesting, really, that this treaty, so-called Geelong Treaty, I mean, excuse me while I feel a bit more, a bit nauseous, that Richard Marles has managed to get the treaty named over the city that he has his offices in. I mean, the ego and is just sickening, yeah. But, you know, this treaty really says to me that there's at least some doubt in the minds of the government that the United States is going to be there for this AUKUS pact and that they're hedging their bets by going back to Britain, you know, Britain that let us down in the Second World War, that we said we can no longer rely on Britain, we've got to go to the United States, and now we are swinging back from the United States to Britain. I mean, it's kind of really ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah. And you were saying just now that there's been very little reporting on this, and it's been interesting to see, you know, even doing a bit of research on Talisman Sabre, the type of language that is being used to talk about it. I mean, it's, you know, it's being called the Olympics of war games. So even the language that's used to talk about it says a lot about, the perspectives that people are taking on this. But I wanted to ask you about the upcoming Pacific Peace Conference that will cover a broad range of issues, including things like not just Talisman Sabre, but also the 80th anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and also, you know, those Pacific nations you mentioned before who are at the front line of not only climate catastrophes, but rising militarism and more. How do you connect all of these issues, Annette, and why is it so important for people to come together to discuss these important issues?
Thanks very much for that question, Fung. It is really important that we network with our regional activists and neighbours. There's lots of reasons. I think the conference itself is an opportunity to listen, learn and network and develop relationships, which are necessary if we're going to build a movement throughout the Pacific. And Australia is a Pacific Rim country. I'm sure that Pacific peoples in the islands that are, you know, that live in the Pacific Ocean, see themselves as being different to the Pacific Rim countries. America is a Pacific Rim country, but Australia has a long history of engagement in the Pacific and the Pacific Islands Forum, which is held every year. But marrying those issues, I think, sits well with Pacific people. They are the ones that have experienced the Second World War. They are the ones that experienced the above-ground tests throughout the 50s, 60s, up to the 70s. In fact, I think France was still conducting tests in the Pacific, you know, as have our First Nations people with the British tests. So there are things that really do bring us together. and the pursuit of a nuclear-free, independent and ecologically stable Pacific is in all of our interests. And we've tried to bring those issues all together at the conference with the geopolitical situation, the context of what's happening in the world, which does include a focus on what's happening in Gaza and for Palestinians. Senator David Shoebridge will be speaking at that session, in the first session of the day. And we've got some wonderful Pacific speakers. The Vanuatu Climate Change Minister, Ralph Regan-Vanu, who has been on the news here just in the last week, talking about that amazing win that the Vanuatu young people had in the ICJ. We have a speaker from the Northern Marianas, Sheila Babuatu. Also, the Northern Marianas is having airstrips refreshed, ready for this war against China, as is, you know, parts of other countries like the Philippines and Guam. Yeah, so, you know, these are all important issues that all have connections. And that's really what we aim to do at the conference.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, Annette. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for this morning, but I'd love to speak with you again after the conference, just so that, you know, you can reflect on what was discussed throughout the conference, and again, like, link together all these important issues when it comes to climate, you know, getting rid of nuclear and fighting against, you know, rising militarisation, not just here in so-called Australia, but in the Pacific as well. But, yeah, for now, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me as a representative of IPAN to speak with your listeners. Thank you very much, Fong.